Busy Phillips encourages women to share their abortion stories to fight new laws. By Warner Todd Houston on May 16, 2019. Actress and talk show host Busy Phillips has launched the hashtag YouKnowMe campaign to urge women to celebrate their abortions in the face of a raft of restrictive new abortion laws popping up in several states. 1 in 4 women have had an abortion, the E! Talk show host said on Tuesday in an effort to get women to admit to their abortions. Many people think they don't know someone who has, but hashtag YouKnowMe. So, let's do this. If you are also the 1 in 4, let's share it and start to end the shame. Use hashtag YouKnowMe and share your truth. Busy Phillips' attempt to relegate abortion to a mere routine social media convention drew many responses from women. Some talked of how having a baby could have damaged their career. Others spoke of how their relationships were not conducive to having a child. More spoke of their lack of financial standing, while others talked of the birth defects their fetus suffered. One commenter, for instance, admitted that she was drunk when she got pregnant and did not want to have the baby. The woman insisted, "It's time I didn't feel so ashamed of this." Another wrote, "I was 16 and the condom broke. There was never any question about what I was going to do, and I have never regretted it. And I know at least 5 other women who also had one and went on to have kids later once they were ready and are amazing moms." Hollywood director and screenwriter Miranda July insisted that she got an abortion because she was just trying to start her film career. "I was 27. My then boyfriend, who was big on pulling out in time, I thought we should consider having it, and I said something like, 'Do you have any idea how much I am on the verge of doing?' 2 years later I started shooting my first feature," July wrote. Dear White People star Logan Browning also jumped on board the campaign, tweeting her support for her friends who made decisions about their own bodies. However, critics, such as national radio host Dennis Prager, say that abortion is not about a woman's body but about ending the life of a separate person. But another respondent to Phillips' tweet noted that she had an abortion for medical reasons. "I was 18 and had just begun treatment for a bone tumor, and I found out I was a few weeks pregnant. I'd already been given radiation treatment despite early pregnancy tests being negative prior to surgery. They were wrong. Had an abortion, continued my tumor treatment." Phillips' campaign comes on the heels of a celebrity-studded freakout over the recent passage of laws in several states putting restrictions on abortion. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter @WarnerThouston.